Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Saturday, the 9th of August 2025. Today's topic is mere grass. Our text today is taken from Isaiah chapter 40 verses 1 through 8. Verse 1. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Verse 5. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, Cry. And he said, What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower faddeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower faddeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Our memory verse is taken from Isaiah chapter 40 verse 6. The voice said, Cry. And he said, What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The Bible uses various metaphors and symbols to describe the brevity and frailty of human life. It is described as a shadow that passes away. 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 15, water spilt on the ground. 2 Samuel chapter 14 verse 14, a wind that passeth away. Psalm chapter 78 verse 39, swifter than a weaver's shuttle. Job chapter 7 verse 6, and a vapor that vanisheth away. James chapter 4 verse 14. Our text today compares human life as grass that withers and flower that fades. Man's life is short and fragile. It soon passes away. The implications of these scriptures are all around us. People are dying daily and passing into eternity. The young and the old, the rich and the poor, the educated and the illiterate, none is beyond the reach of the cold hands of death. Since the fall of man and the entrance of sin into the world, we must walk in the shadow of death from the day we are born. Man must return to the dust from which he was made. We must therefore number our days and apply our hearts to wisdom. Beloved, make peace with God and secure your place in His kingdom. Quote for the day: Make peace with God. The challenge for today is: Man's life is short and fragile. Prayer. O God, teach me to number my days. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.